95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
What's up, dude?
How are you, man?
Good. How the hell are you?
I am good. Thank you.
I'm feeling it, man. It's close to the best day of the week.
It is very close.
I feel it.
It is Thursday, yes. Which means tomorrow you're going to start going nuts.
Yeah.
Destroying stuff here in the studio.
Break it!
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
There's this week has been car chase gold.
Yeah, what's going on?
Car chase heaven.
Decided to get out there and run from the law.
Which we don't recommend.
No.
Don't do that?
Oh, yeah.
And yet.
It's going to be entertaining, but don't. Stop.
But don't do that,
yeah,
right? That's
college,
our point.
Come on.
No, that's our point, is stop it.
Yeah, stay home. Watch some television.
Bad roommates we didn't get to yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right.
We try and get to that today. And you got away in a high-speed chase. We're going to talk to people today.
Oh, all right. Hey, and bad roommates, are we thinking maybe we should call some of our old bad roommates?
Oh, interesting.
Say, wow, do you still suck?
Are you still as bad as you were when I was your roommate?
Have you ever picked up your underwear yet? Do you ever pay the rent on time?
Plus, we have 4 tickets for you to see the LA Kings Sunday night as they play the Arizona Coyotes.
You're going to have another game for that, I assume?
Yes, sir.
And that'll be, I don't know, whenever we get around to it, 5-ish?
A family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland.
Well, that's in the 4 o'clock hour.
And the KLOS High Low Game is happening. And
give away the bank.
That is worth $1,700.
Damn! Step aside!
This hour, before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's been a banner week for car chases. A lot of tweets, a lot of texts.
I should be playing the music from Smoking the Bandit, I guess.
Yes, you should.
That would be annoying.
I'm not going to play some highlights of the woman in the truck who ran into a semi.
Ooh, that was rough. That was rough.
That seemed bad.
Not the way to end your car chase adventure.
All bad. Yes. But the one that was fascinating is this one because it includes, I don't know that I've ever seen a carjacking in the middle of a chase.
You know, I have once.
You have.
Yeah. I'm always like, you go definitely. Well, you're not. You know, you're definitely not on their side at that point.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so this is a guy who's been avoiding the police for quite some time.
Off right there at I-25 at Thornton Parkway, almost was caught by the officers. They were trying to join the highway. Goes southbound on Peoria. Here on Peoria, dives around. Look there at 64th Avenue. Nearly hit some other cars. And this is where I thought he was going to get caught. He ended up in a little parking lot area here that is really a no man's land near about 69th Avenue.
I like that the reporter is way out of breath.
Yeah, and clearly very excited about it. Who was your friend? I can't remember. Over at Fox, is it? And she was saying she didn't really want to say. She's very excited
about
reporting these things. But, you got your adrenaline going. It just becomes a thing.
He decides
to go up into the grass over the curb there, and he can see there's no restrictions right through the little fence and then down the embankment and onto I-76. So that's how he was able to escape the side streets and then get back up on the highway. This is where he was going on I-76 for a while, stops. This is where he carjacks that family, the couple. He gets the driver's door open.
All right, hold on. So the dude, pulls into their lane and makes them stop.
Right.
And then jumps out and runs to the driver's side, opens the door. His wife is sitting in the passenger
seat.
This
is the time you've already got your doors locked, first of all. Throw it in reverse and go around that some bitch.
No. You get thrown to the ground.
Yeah.
And your wife bails out the other side.
No.
And
wow.
Then he continues.
Yeah, now you see your family station wagon.
Yes.
Gets the driver out. The passenger, she jumps out of the car right now and then goes to the side. And this is when he has that gold minivan and then drives away.
He stole a minivan. Gold minivan,
yes.
No less. Well, it's really hard to spot. And goes fast.
So then he decides that he needs to carjack again.
Oh, geez.
Shockingly.
Dude.
Back going the wrong way on I-76, nearly hitting.
Oh, right.
Look at that. Semis, police officers.
Hold up. Yeah. He's going the wrong way on a freeway.
Yeah, that's fun.
So there's semis and police officers and cars.
Right.
And everybody's just getting out of the way as fast as they can.
Right.
Which is nuts.
Right. So as they try to get the stop sticks out and throw it across the highway, but unfortunately they missed and he almost missed hitting a few cars. This is later on. After he drove on E-470, after he hit that state trooper, he now tries to get out of the car and tries to carjack that guy in the BMW.
He's so out of breath, this guy.
Yeah.
And then.
It's like he was chasing him himself with his camera.
Like, wait, he was running.
Stop, yeah.
He then bumps that black car, hits this lady. This is the next car that he carjacks when he just got off of Peoria, just south of E-470. He pretends that, hey, I just hit you. I'm in an accident. What's going on? And he gets up to the woman's door. He opens it up and then rips her out, throws her to the ground, and then takes her car.
And he hijacks another car.
So he's takes even a performance artist in his mind because he's pretending he doesn't know. Oh, gosh, what a terrible
thing. Sorry about that accident. Whoops. Get out. I'm taking your car.
I was scared right there. I thought, let it go. Just let the car go. Don't go chasing after the car. He then comes into the intersection right here at Peoria and Lincoln Avenue where he causes that accident. The car is undrivable. He jumps out, almost trapped. He wanted to get into that car there and take it again.
He tried.
But he was unable to because of the Douglas County deputy there. And now he's on foot running through
Douglas County. See, Douglas. You know, it's Douglas to the day. You know, saves the day, as always. I mean, what a wonderful name, and
the front yard of that bank. He goes around the bank, slips and falls on the snow, loses his jacket.
Loses his jacket.
Dork.
Keeps on running. He's not going back.
Eventually goes over to a fence where he can't get through anymore. And this is where the officers eventually get him without any other resistance, which was thankful news.
So it looks like he just really wanted to do a hell of a lot of carjacking. He's like, you know, I'm not going to just go out on a street and take one.
What's the point of carjacking unless you're out of gas? What's the point?
Unless you're out of gas. Wait, so that's
yeah, because you need
a car that has gas. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I can't figure out why.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It seems to be just like he wanted to do it. It was like on his agenda. It was on his bucket list, if you won't, to make sure to take a hell of a lot of cars.
To carjack three cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was crazy.
That's unique. You haven't seen it.
I mean, it is
not
unique.
Three times. I saw one, I think, one time. One
so,
person. Yeah.
Congrats?
No.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Burning hell.
No. All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know it.
We have the high-low game coming up for $1,700.
$1,700. You need to win this. Just pick a number, man.
In about 10 minutes. Yeah. Well, you have to pick the right number.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's important.
Yeah, do that.
You know how you, on Twitter, what was your example? If you could go back in time.
Oh, yeah. If you could go back to one time in your life, you could go back anywhere in time and stay as long as you want. But if you got hurt or killed there, you're screwed.
Then you're screwed.
Yeah.
But also, it wouldn't change the future.
Doesn't change the future. Yeah, anything. So you can kind of go do whatever you want.
So
you
know? It's kind of like, this is kind of like that kind of question.
Okay.
So you do it on Twitter, people respond to you and say, at what point did they want to
go back? A lot of really interesting responses
as
well.
Like, what was the number one?
You know, a lot of people really wanted to be not only at Woodstock, but around for the moon landing. I had like three people, different people answer that one. And, you know, I guess they weren't planning on trying to do anything. But again, you could do whatever you wanted while you're there because it ain't going to change history when you come back. It's like,
right.
A lot of people said, didn't quite get it. Oh, I would invest in Apple, but that doesn't work. You don't get to keep. It doesn't stick. Whatever you do back there doesn't stick.
You got a lot of rules.
I do.
You got a lot of rules.
I do. Most people don't. Make it too easy.
This woman is certainly trying her best.
To make it hard?
I don't know.
Work? Yeah.
I don't know. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Tell me about a time that you or somebody you know, either separately or... I think I have a new one.
Separately
Tell me
or what?
About a time that you or somebody you know,
mm-hmm.
like you know this story personally. Mm-hmm. Tell me about a time that you or somebody you know, either separately mm-hmm. or together,
right.
or neither of you,
what?
Were actually involved or not. Like think, and it could be an instance too. So tell me about a time,
uh-huh.
time or an instance or even a place that
a place.
You and
okay.
this person that you know,
right.
you know this person,
I know
so
the
this
person.
Isn't a random person.
Okay,
Tell
not
me
right.
about a time or a place or an instance that you or this person either separately or together.
Yeah.
Maybe either one, maybe none of you, honestly, were
what?
Involved in this or not involved.
Well, like, somebody had to
but
be
tell
involved.
Me about a time
okay.
you or this other person or none of you or all of you or an instance
okay.
or
what?
A place or a thing.
Okay.
Could be a thing, too. Tell me about a time
a thing?
That you...
What in the actual hell? I'm ready to tell a story, but I don't know what or when or who.
Best question ever.
That is a really good question.
How do we respond? We're going to have to figure this out. We'll take it up to the floor 10 and get the scientists to work on it. I'm not sure.
Say what you just said.
Nope.
Say it. Uncensored. Do it.
Watch the new Foo Fighter video that came out today for Love Dies Young.
It's pretty funny.
And be patient.
Yes.
Because you're going to need to wait till the very end.
And you know, usually when something says wait till the end,
yes.
wait for it.
Not worth it.
Nope. I'm like, cut to the chase or
uh-huh.
I'm out. But this.
In this case.
One time.
Worth it.
Yeah, because well done.
The whole thing.
Well done, Fighters Foo. Yeah, to the very last frame.
Yes.
Holy cow.
All right, we have $1,700 for a number that we picked yesterday.
Dang.
And it has withstood the test of one day of time. It's the KLOS high-low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,700.
Dang.
It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 81, and it was too low.
And if you can be caller 13, you get to play our precious little game, and you will for sure you win tickets to go see Slash. That's happening February 18th, right about the time his new album is out. That's at the YouTube Theater, and tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. The KLOS High Low Game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Jacob.
Jacob, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Yahoo! How dare you, Yahoo!
All right, so you automatically win the Slash tickets February 18th at YouTube Theater. Other people can buy tickets for that at Ticketmaster. And you get to play the KLOS High Low Game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spots, worth $1,700. A number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 81, and it was too low.
So what do you want to throw on the table?
Let's go with 84.
84. It turns out that 84 is too low. But you're going to see Slash no matter what. YouTube Theater on February 18th. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about bad roommates.
All right.
Now we're going to take your calls on the same topic at 818-955-KLOS. I lived with someone I was dating, and they broke up with me over the phone at Christmas while I was away.
Is this you saying this?
No.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, what? What did this happen?
No, this is from BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed,
it's a
okay.
List
wow.
of bad roommate moves.
That's a crappy room.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
Even though I was unable to move out for 6 months, they started dating one of our other roommates while I was still living there.
Nope. Wow.
That happened.
Yeah, so in the other room...
Mm-hmm.
One is consoling themselves
yes.
with sadness.
Uh-huh, and the other is consoling themselves with another person.
Oh!
This one had to be from last year. My roommate just had COVID and refused to wear a mask or sanitize after himself.
Oh, that's a fun roommate.
Well, no, I'm fine. It's all fake.
While I lived in the basement, I never went upstairs for 2 weeks. Now that his quarantine is done, I'm pretty sure he's out tonight at the same bar where he got COVID. So that's great.
I'm back!
Here's another bad roommate story. He tried to break up my friendship with two people because he wanted to sleep with the girl.
Mm. Well, that's fully understandable.
I mean, at least there's a reason.
Yeah, it's a very good
for
reason.
That.
Yeah, you need to get some.
I had a housemaid. This is a weird one I've never heard of. I had a housemaid who never returned utensils to the kitchen after using them.
Hmm, that's weird.
When I moved into the apartment, he had like something like 20 forks, and by the time I moved out, there were no forks left in the utensil drawer.
That's strange. That's an odd one.
I was keeping a fork in my room just so he wouldn't steal it.
I had roommates when Jolt Cola was brand new. It was kind of hard to find or whatever. And I would come home, needed a Jolt Cola. Usually I'd have two and with some vodka. And it was called jumper cables. And there would almost inevitably be a note in the fridge. I owe you a pack of Jolt. I had all your Jolt. Stop. Yeah. Have anything else.
I mean, that's probably super typical.
But not my Jolt. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Flew his brother out from Florida to spend 2 weeks in our apartment in the middle of the pandemic. Didn't tell me or the other roommate until 9 p.m. the night before that he was coming.
Right.
I assumed that he would at least leave his kid, whom he had partial custody of, with her mom while his brother was there. But nope.
No.
The kid also stayed with us for a majority of those 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's not acceptable.
That gives a grand total of three adults and a teenage boy and a baby in an apartment with one bathroom in a pandemic.
Nope.
So we're going to take your calls on bad roommate stories. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about bad roommates. You had one?
Yeah, I moved in with this woman, and she was like actually a friend of my friend's that she dated, and I moved in with her. I move in with her, and I get all my stuff in there, and she starts, I got to walk the dog, I got to wash the car,
nope,
I got to go pick
nope,
up the
Christmas
tree. Nope. I got to pick up the Christmas tree, I got to take her down to her friends.
Nope.
And you know what? I told my friend about it. I said, ma'am, she's treating me like we're married. And she doesn't cook or give me any sex. She says, that's just like being married.
See, because.
Yeah, man.
See, because it's the same thing.
Yeah, and she also got into my mail.
Wow. What's
that? Man.
Wow.
Boo.
Boo indeed.
Boo. Wow. We hate her. Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. That is that's terrible.
Good leaving her.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my roommate shot me.
I'm
wow.
sorry.
Yeah,
I thought you said shot you.
I did. Gunshot. Yeah.
What gun?
It was a .357.
Holy cow.
Ruger loaded. loaded with 38 hollow points, and the bullet struck me in the pelvis, shattered my pelvis, nearly severed my sciatic nerve, and to this day I have a paralyzed ankle and no feeling in my foot.
And her flimsy excuse was?
His? Her?
I caught him. Well, you've seen the movie Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
You know, you talking to me. Mm-hmm. I came home from the beach, and I heard him talking to somebody in his room. So I look in there, and he doesn't see me, but he's standing in front of the mirror doing that, you know, and pulling this gun out. Like, you talking to me?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you didn't say, I'll blow your head up. And so I watched for a few seconds, and then I said, you know what? You're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And it kind of startled him, and he goes, no, I won't. And all I saw was the gun belch flame. I did not hear the gunshot. And everything went into slow motion, and I'm looking at the wall thinking, oh, crap, the landlord's going to kill us. He put a hole in the wall.
We are not going to get our deposit back. That does not seem like a positive roommate review.
Do you still ever talk to him at this point? Do you ever even know where he is?
Yeah, I know where he is, and he went on to he went on to have a real prestigious career with LA County.
Is that right? In law enforcement?
Let's say not law enforcement, right, but something along those lines.
Well, that's insane. I think you definitely win, but maybe someone else has something crazier. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLO. Hold on, I'm bleeding. That's nice. I don't know. You don't mind a little blood in the studio for no reason,
no,
right?
I welcome it.
Not that blood sacrifice. That's later.
Coming up in a few minutes, we have your family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland. So listening for that. Right now, we're talking about bad roommates. You had one?
Yes. We gave him the cash. He said, I'll write the check to the manager. He went directly to Las Vegas, lost the entire rent money.
Oh, my God.
That's why are you calling, man? I told you I was sorry, and I brought the money around later.
And we came back to the sheriff's tape on the door with eviction, do not enter.
Oh, that sucks.
Wow.
Damn.
He didn't answer the phone or anything for 2 weeks, and we finally tracked him down at his mother's house.
At his mom's house, of course.
In the basement, of course he was.
Thank you for calling.
Wow, thanks for calling. He doesn't even win. I mean, he takes the money and doesn't even win.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, what? Man, I was not expecting to get through. It's my first time trying to call.
Welcome to it.
Excellent.
You're the only one calling
crazy
this today.
Roommate situation.
Yeah, right? Oh, please tell us.
So, about a year ago, right, I'm renting a room, three other roommates in a nice townhome, right? One of the three roommates who moved in after I moved in, total meth head. And, you know, I'm no one to judge, not going to snitch or nothing, but, like, I know to keep my distance, but I keep telling the other roommates, like, bro, she's gonna f***ing snap. She's, like, not slept in, like, 3-4 days. Like,
oh, no.
Hey, watch that language. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right, but yeah.
Yeah, one day just f***ing loses. Oh, sorry, damn. Loses her mind. Goes and
I know that feeling.
Breaks all the doors in the whole house. All the mirrors. Yeah. Pulling everything off the walls.
Well, how do they not know that this is going to go south? How do they not go, you know?
Because they didn't believe me. They were like, you just need to be more open-minded about mental health. And I'm like, dude, I know mental health. I'm a
more,
like,
open-minded.
This isn't mental health. This is meth. It's very different.
Dude, for real.
Meth.
After she destroyed the house, the landlord said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, and she sold the property, and we all had to move out.
Boo.
Man.
Yeah. So,
wow. All right. That's a good one, dude.
Thanks for calling. That's a horrible one, dude.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. Bad roommate?
I did, yeah.
Let's hear it.
He was a friend of mine. He was down on his luck, so I let him not pay rent, and he finally got a job. I said, all right, man, it's time to pay up. And so he paid me a good chunk of change, about 2/3 of what he owed me. I had gotten super sick, and I spent about 5 days in Lazy Boy trying to recover. And by the time I went back upstairs to check, he had stolen a bunch of stuff in my room.
Aww.
So, I know, right? So, I said, this isn't good. So, I found a new place quickly, and my name was on the lease, and he's subletting. So, I moved out while he was at his job and cleared the entire place out. When he came in, there was a lawn chair in the living room with an ice chest of his food that he had. And
nice.
That was it. Oh, and an eviction notice from the landlord on the door.
Yes. Well played.
Nicely done.
Well done. That's good. That's a good way of doing it, man. I like that. I appreciate that. I would have loved to see the look on his face when he sees the damn lawn chair there.
I know, right?
Excellent.
Right on, man. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Kay Lewis, hello.
So my roommate ended up sleeping with my boyfriend.
Excellent.
Proceeded to marry him.
I'm sorry, what? Marry him?
Proceeded to marry him.
And named their two kids after the names that I had picked out.
What?
That's low, man. Stealing the names you want to use of your future kids. That's truly low.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Boo.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty strong one.
I think that wins, actually. Shooting, you know, guys are going to shoot each other.
Sure,
they're going to steal their stuff. They're going to do math. But to steal the names of your future babies.
That seems a little crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right, bye. You know, we were talking about hype songs?
Mm-hmm.
That one's made my list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This really wakes your ass up.
Love it so much.
It's so good. Aaron Jones is who that is. You know, during the lockdown last year, we brought out his brand new song, started playing Take Me Away a lot, and he's done so well in this year that, in fact, he is opening for the Rolling Stones.
Wow. Great.
So, to get started and to get there so quick, man, well done. Aaron Jones, that's supercharged on KLOS.
We have a family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Resort to experience Disney Festival of Holidays and Disney Viva Navidad.
I can never say that. I'm glad you do that.
I try?
Yeah.
We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Magic is holidays at the Disneyland Resort now through January 9th. Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
I do believe that Steve from Fullerton was very pleased with his family four-pack. One-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We are giving those away from time to time. Another chance to win coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You have some killer tickets in your hands right now.
I do. I have four tickets to check out the L.A. Kings as they face the Arizona Coyotes this Sunday night at Staples Center.
That's going to be loud. That's going to be crazy. That's insane.
Live hockey is the best. You can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets or be caller 13. We're going to play a game about hockey movies.
Hockey movies?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're a true hockey fan, you've seen movies that include the hockey theme.
Right. All right. So if you know hockey movies and you want to go to the game, be caller 13. But, you know, we're going to take a few callers as well besides that. So
13, 14, 15, we'll keep going.
Yeah, we'll all fight it out to the death.
818-955-KLOS.
Pop Evil is who that is. It is called Survivor. Some new stuff for you on KLOS.
We have four tickets to check out the LA Kings as they face the Arizona Coyotes this Sunday night at Staples Center. And we're going to play a little game where we're talking about hockey movies.
Hockey KLOS. Films, nice.
Who is this?
Brett.
Brett, are you ready to answer a question about hockey movies?
Yes, sir. Shoot it.
All right. One of these is a movie that is about hockey, and one of them I made up.
Here we go.
Tough Guy or Goon?
Tough Guy or Goon? Which of those is a real hockey film?
Goon.
Goon is correct.
Ah, very nice. Well done, sir. Are you a fan of the movie?
I believe so. Yes, sir, I do.
Now he's lying.
All right, hold on. No, go away.
Listen, there's fighting in hockey. That's all you need to know. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Ooh, what's up?
All right, I'm going to give you a real movie about hockey and a fake title. Are you ready?
A real movie and a fake title.
Yep.
Go for it.
So one of these is real, and you just need to pick the one out that is real. Miracle, Do You Believe?
Miracle or Do You Believe? Which is the real one?
Miracle is.
Miracle is indeed, yes.
Nice. Who's very well done.
Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, okay.
Tracy, hold on. Don't go away. We've got someone else for you to battle with here.
All right.
And it's in the hands of Kevin.
KLOS, hello.
It's a frightening thought.
Yes, it is.
Hello?
Hello?
You're close enough.
You're in the game. Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, awesome. My name is Paris.
Paris. All right. One of these movies is real and is about hockey. The other one I made up. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Alaskan Ice, Mystery Alaska. Alaskan Ice or Mystery Alaska?
I'm going to say Alaskan Ice.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's not it. It's Mystery Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, sorry.
Boo. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Do you watch hockey movies on a regular basis?
I used to.
Okay, this might work then.
Yeah.
Here are your two movies. One of them is real. Punch Shot, Slap Shot.
Slap Shot is real.
Which one?
Slap Shot.
Slap Shot is real, yes.
Newman.
Nicely done.
Very entertaining film. Hold on, don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Ken.
Ken.
This is the last one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you two movie titles. One of them is real, and you have to tell me which one is real. Gay Blades, Blades of Glory.
Which of those is a real hockey movie?
Blades of Glory?
I'm sorry, Blades of Glory is Will Ferrell ice skating.
Turns out it's Gay Blades. But thanks for playing. All right, so now you're going to take those names of people who did get it right, throw them in the air, and who will be the final winner? That is the question for the ages.
It is going to be Michelle.
Michelle! Hey, that's you. Are you Michelle?
I am Michelle.
You get to go to the game on Sunday.
You win.
Right.
You have four tickets to check out the LA Kings as they play the Arizona Coyotes Sunday night at Staples Center. For everybody else, you can buy those tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
I'm so excited. Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy the game.
I shall. Thanks so much.
Carjacked three different cars.
Wow. I mean, that had to have been his goal, I guess.
All right, listen, we're going to take some calls if you've ever gotten away.
Okay.
If you've ever gotten away. Now,
hold on, I'm going to turn the tracer off here on the phone.
The key is, we do know that the key is that you got to get away really quickly.
Right.
Before the helicopter gets on top. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Yep. Or you're on the news. You're making the news come on early.
Or you're on a
Woo!
Ouch.
Woo!
That was painful.
What's happening? What are we doing?
95.5 KLOS.
What year is this?
We're taking calls, dude. Oh, we're taking calls on people that got away in high-speed chases.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do remember
that. We sold it a few minutes ago because there was a high-speed chase where a guy carjacked three different cars in an attempt to get away.
Unbelievable.
And eventually ended up getting caught.
And it was all reported on by a very out-of-breath reporter.
Correct.
and then they went around the corner. And then, so this happened to you? You got away?
Hi. Actually, my friends got away from the police. They were by LAX, and they were kind of, they went to go buy some illegal things, and the cops stopped them, and basically they got away because there's an area between, they were like in a bad part, there's an area where there's like a no-fly zone from the LAPD, so they actually parked the car under the tunnel and ran through the tunnel, and they actually got away, and I swear I thought that they were going to find the car. But they didn't find the car, and then they went back the next morning, and they got the car, and nothing ever happened.
Wow!
It was a while ago. It was like way before these things got really out of control. But yeah, they got away.
That's crazy. Funky. They got away like that.
Yeah, it's funny. So this was a friend of yours, huh?
Yeah, no, it was a friend of mine. Yeah, she was actually. She's crazy, but she wanted to have her you know, her weed.
Yeah,
back sure.
Then, you know, yeah, it wasn't anything super bad.
Right.
Back then, that was, yeah.
Weed's bad, blah, blah, blah.
We had so many crazy adventures as kids. I think if we would be alive now, I don't know. I'm sure we were doing this now. I don't know if we would be alive anymore. But
yeah.
We got away with a lot of crazy stuff.
Sure, of course.
Times have changed, that is for sure.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you for calling.
It.
Plus, it's now just so much easier to waltz in and purchase weed and not
that
worry
is true.
About it. Very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
My name's Mike.
Hey, Mike. You got away in a chase?
Yes, sir.
All right.
About 15 years old, and I'm walking through the neighborhood where I live right here in Rosemead with two buddies. Well, we decided, we're young kids. We want to start looking inside cars and see what's going on. But cops rolled up. Oh, my goodness. We ran through some long track homes. We ran for about 45 minutes straight. a field, a tree farm, across the street to the high school field. Like, oh my goodness, they did not catch us though.
No kidding.
Yeah, the stamina is incredible, isn't it? What would you give to have that back?
It was stamina because I was young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course.
Totally. And the police probably were.
Yeah. They're like, oh, who cares?
Oh, you know what? This guy. Forget this guy. KLOS, hello.
I'm on. Thanks for having me on. Love you guys.
Thank you. You got away in a car chase?
Yeah, high school. Both times I've been in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming down Glendora Mountain Road with my brother, drunk as a monkey, in my piece of crap 72 Super Beetle. And my brother's like, this thing's such a piece of... Well, you know what?
No worries.
And I go, oh, yeah, I bet you I can do 100 miles an hour down Glendora Mountain Road. He goes, no, you can't. This thing's a piece of crap. I go, all right. So we're booking it, right? Down the straightaway. I'm like, 95, 96, 97. And all of a sudden, boom, we go blowing by the sheriff.
Oh!
I look at my rear view, and my brother goes, oh, F, it's a sheriff. Oh, we're dead,
woo!
Right? So I just kept going. I got down to the bottom of Glendora Mountain Road, made a quick right. Oh, and I pulled my emergency brake, went flying around sideways, around like five cars trying to make a left. Went down the first went down the first left, went behind these bushes in somebody's driveway. We both bailed out, and we're both, you know, breathing, having a heart attack. And all of a sudden, you hear this, whoa, whoa, whoa. See this cop go by up on Sierra Madre Road.
Is that right?
Just around, went the other way.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done. What we're saying is don't run from the police, kids.
Especially if you're in an old bug.
Right, especially.
You want to hear the funny thing, guys?
Sure.
I learned that from my dad. My dad did the same thing when he was in high school.
Ah. Oh, Dad.
Like, yeah. Father, like son.
Love him. God rest his soul.
Sorry, what did this song remind you of?
Man, just having my headphones on, being terribly wasted, mm-hmm. listening to it, mm-hmm. laying on the floor, going, that's a good song, man. I love Tom Petty, man. That's some good stuff right there.
We have $1,800 yeah. for you in the KLOS High-Low game. It's powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's a number between 0 and 95. We can tell you the last guess was 84, and it was too low.
And Slash tickets are up for grabs if you make yourself call number 13. You for sure win that. That is happening February 18th at the YouTube Theater next year. And tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. It is the KLOS High-Low game. KLOS, who's this?
This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl, you're caller 13.
No way.
Way.
Well done, dude.
Nicely done. You automatically got the tickets to see Slash February 18th at the YouTube Theater.
Cool.
And you get a shot at the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. It's worth $1,800. It's a number between 0 and 95. And the last guess was 84, and it was too low.
So you say...
89. Too low.
Too low, man.
It is too low. But you got the Slash ticket, yeah. So congratulations.
Cool. Thanks anyways.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for what we learned.
Yeah, dude, Greg is here. Greg Beharrell, and he's got a lot of Coke on him, so I think we better get out of here.
Coca-Cola, you mean?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Don't run from the police. It's not okay that Sluggo is so fascinated with car chases. It encourages you people to do it.
Is that how it's working? Okay, right? Yes.
I believe is what we learned today.
Yes, I think you're right.
Also, we had bad roommate stories, and somebody called to say that someone else shot him in the groin.
Yeah, that is a bad roommate. If your roommate has not shot you in the groin, that's so bad.
You're doing all right.
Yeah.
And also, there was this.
Tell me about a time that you or somebody you know, either separately or... I think I have a new one. Tell me about a time that you or somebody you know...
Right.
Like, you know this story personally. Uh-huh. Tell me about a time that you or somebody you know, either separately or together...
What?
Or neither of you...
Okay.
...were actually involved or not. Like, think...
What?
And it could be an instance, too. So, tell me about a time...
An instance?
Time or an instance or even a place that you and this person that you know... You know this person, so this isn't a random person. Tell me about a time or a place or an instance that you or this person, either separately or together... Could be either one. Maybe
I'm confused. Go back to the beginning.
Honestly, we're involved in this, but
she's going to be crazy. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Okay,
peace out.
Or not involved. Like, but tell me about a time that you or this other person or
be
none of you.
Quiet!
All of you.